Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
To the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, along with David Hobbs Honda, and joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, it is from RacingNation.com, Eddie Lapine. Eddie, welcome back to the show. Hello.
Hello, Eddie. You there?
Yes.
All right.
That was us that time.
Yeah, that was my fault.
What's going on in Florida this weekend? You're finally home.
Yes, guys.
Yeah, what's going on in Florida, Eddie?
Sorry about the communication breakdown here. AT&T is not coming too very well today here in Florida.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I'm here. I'm back trying to relax from last weekend at RenSport from California, so it's been tough.
Yeah, the world traveler finally makes his way back home, so... Just resting up, or you got good plans this weekend?
No, just getting ready for next weekend. Petit Le Mans, the last WeatherTech Series race, the 10-hour race at Road Atlanta this weekend. All the title contenders' race is going to go down to the last race. So, kind of exciting.
And it's kind of a unique race. It's an endurance race, but of course it's not Sebring, it's not Le Mans or Daytona, but it's still a 10-hour race. It's a long race. How different is that from your sprint races?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's any such thing as these long distance races are sprint races. I mean, the 10-hour races, 12-hour races, even Le Mans this year was a 24-hour sprint race, so I don't think it's going to be any different this year than years past. I think it's going to be flat out from the start to the finish. Everybody's going to be, wanting to win that race. It's become a very prestigious race on the calendar, and it's going to be extra special this year. They're going to have a special weekend with Dr. Dan Panos passing away a couple weeks ago, and that race was his baby. So they're going to have a special grand marshal is going to be chosen. A fan is going to be, because Don Panos was very he really did a lot of things for the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're going to do this year for the race. So it's kind of exciting, definitely.
The what's cool about Petit Le Mans too is some of the I don't want to call them guest drivers, but adding that third driver. And who are some of the IndyCar drivers and whatnot that will be out at Petit Le Mans this year?
Well, your IndyCar champion Scott Dixon will be driving at Chip Ganassi for GT. And, I mean, that's pretty exciting. And Ryan Hunter-Reay, I don't think Tony Kanaan's going to be here this year, but there'll be an array of drivers, and it just adds a little extra to it for the weekend, for the fans.
It is. And then switching gears and going to IndyCar, Chip Ganassi replaced in the 10 car, Ed Jones with Felix Rosenqvist, and that's a driver a lot of people may not know, but he's quite a talented driver, isn't he?
Well, I'll tell you, he really, really is. He's been under the radar for a little while, but the kid is very talented. He definitely, I think he's 26 years old. He's been around. He's done DTM, Formula 3, Formula 3 Masters, Formula 3 European Champion. He's the only race driver to win the Baku Grand Prix, the Invitational Formula race at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been doing your favorite thing, Formula E. He's got 3 wins in Formula E, and I chatted with him in New York, and he's a real nice kid. I mean, he's very level-headed, and I think he's really going to be – I think he's going to do something. I don't be surprised if, you know, like how we saw Wickens jump onto the scene. This is the kind of kid that's multi-talented in different series, and you could see him adapt with a team like Chip Ganassi quickly, and with Scott Dixon also. Having him as a, you know, a mentor, so to speak.
Oh, I think so. I think the future is quite bright for him, and I, you know, I think it's IndyCar's gain that this kid who's shown so much and was going through the ladder system, but it certainly shows the pitfalls in Formula One's ladder system, that there's just not a lot of seats out there for young drivers in Formula One, is there, Eddie?
Well, no, you can see Esteban Ocon. I mean, you know, the guy probably doesn't look like he's going to have a ride next year in Formula One, and the kid's talented. And, I mean, there's lots of stories like that out there with Formula One. There's a lot of talent out there, but it's like you got to have the right manager to get you in the right seat at the right time. And that's the problem. And that's with any sport.
Sure.
You know?
Certainly is true. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back on the Final Inspection Show, we'll do our predictions with Eddie Lapine from RacingNation.com, brought to you by the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by Great Lakes Dragway and David Hobbs Honda. Inspection Show brought to you by Great Lakes Dragway and David Hobbs Honda. Of course, joining us once again on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, it is Eddie Lapine from RacingNation.com. What's the latest at RacingNation.com, Eddie?
Well, we discussed Rennsport, and we'll be putting up a preview for Petit Le Mans last week. Check that Rennsport out. Next time there's another one. I think I was live there last week. You guys, the fans, and they need to go to it. It's awesome.
I think I might have to next time.
Well, I said, you know what I brought up in the meeting was they need to bring it to Road America, but I think they're just too worried about the weather being bad.
Right.
You know, and California, it was just, you know, it was perfect.
I got a question for you. I got a quick question for you. All right, last week at Rennsport, give me the person you saw there that you did not expect to be there, whether it's famous, somebody not so famous, anybody.
Well, Maria Sharapova.
Okay, there you go. That's a good one.
I gotta say, I was like starstruck. I was shocked to see her, and so were the drivers too.
Did you give her my number? Because she hasn't called me yet.
No, but I friended her on Facebook, so I'll I told her I would love to have her on the show sometime.
Nice.
Got a lot of fans in Milwaukee, tennis fans.
Well, I'm gonna start trying to learn how to speak Russian here.
You might
good
have
luck
to
with that. I think she speaks better English.
Okay, good, then I'm covered. I hope
you're good.
She probably speaks better English than I do.
You said that, I didn't.
All right, this week we got the NASCAR boys in Dover. Who do you like out there, Eddie?
After last weekend, I got to go with Martin Truex. I think,
okay,
I think he's the guy this weekend.
Yeah, that's always a safe bet. Truex runs the Monster Mile pretty well. I'm going to go a little farther back in the field from the 10th starting position, the guy who's had a rough season, picking a Chevrolet, just wow. Going against anything that makes sense. Give me Kyle Larson this week.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, it probably won't turn out my way, but not much does.
I will take the other Kyle.
Okay, Mr. Bush from the
Kyle
pole,
Bush.
Huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, way to go out on a ledge there, Steve.
Wait till you see my next pick for Formula One.
No, I can't even imagine. Now, are we picking the winner? Or are we picking who finishes second in Formula One?
I think that's better. Eddie, what do you think? Should we pick just who's going to pick finish second to Lewis?
Yeah. I think that's a better option. I'm going to go with I'm going to go out on a limb. I was going to pick the Bottas, but I think I'm going to go with Max Verstappen.
Okay.
The kid's he's putting it to him the last few races. So
that's a good pick, Steve. What say you, buddy?
Boy,
who finishes second in F1?
Screw it. I'm going to go Bottas.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Mr. Chalk. Well, Japanese Grand Prix.
Can't pick Takuma Sato.
Nope, I'm not picking him. It was this last week we had National Taco Day, which I am a big fan of. So I am going to go with Pierre Gasly because after Taco Day, sometimes you have some Pierre Gasly. And so that's my pick to finish second. Behind Lewis Hamilton.
And last week you picked Brendan Hartley.
Jeff.
Okay.
Oh my God, Jeff! I'm just happy you're not on ESPN with Martin Brundle. You guys would make a great pair.
Oh no! So loyal to the fan, the four-letter network is never in my future.
Okay.
you don't think Gasly can get up there?
Oh, I think he totally is a great driver.
Very talented driver. Just that team right now is not the team to be.
Yeah. Well, next year when he's on Red Bull, you'll see him rise to the front. I think he could even give Max a little.
Marcus Ericsson would have been a better pick at this point.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised that with you guys, no love for Hülkenberg.
Well, Eddie. David Hobbs and I have been on this Nico Hülkenberg thing for about 6 years, and it's gotten us nowhere, so I think we both jumped off. But, Eddie, I wanted to talk to you about the Sauber, the resurgence. We were talking with Hobbs about that and how Sauber has really, really picked it up the last couple of races, including the last race in Russia at Sochi, which Charles Leclerc was actually running in fifth place for a while.
Well, I think, I mean, with the resurgence, with this driver, I think he's really, he's going to be something. Charles is going to be really good at Ferrari. I think he's going to give Sebastian a run for his money.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and I think with the support that they get from Ferrari, they're just giving him a little extra oomph of engineering and support because the kid is, he's put them on their shoulders, and I think Ferrari's just given them the support and engineering they've needed to go to the next level. And, ever since he got in the car, they've been doing a lot better. So, no, don't be surprised if they run good this week and Suzuka. And if it rains, it could be a real crapshoot to see what happens.
If it rains, then your pick is looking even better, I think.
I think so. I think, Max is really good in the rain, but, all those drivers are. It's going to come down to who doesn't make the mistake, like anything. And if they get the weather factor into it, it's, the crew plays just as much importance as the driver, too. So it's going to, the Japanese Grand Prix is usually a pretty exciting race when it comes to everything that could happen. Usually does happen there.
So you think we're actually going to see some passing this week?
Well, not for Hamilton, but, he might even pass the pace car. I just think they should just give him the trophy and just, let the other cars battle it out to see. You know, I mean, he's definitely taken it beyond what I thought he could do this year. And I mean, he's showing everywhere that he is the man this year, whether you like him or not.
Yeah, that's for sure. And one thing, another thing that's for sure is that Lewis Hamilton loves himself some Lewis Hamilton.
Well, yeah, I'm just happy he doesn't have Justin Bieber in the, you know, in the ceremony after when he wins anymore.
Come on, if you had anybody to hang out for a day, though, it'd be Lewis Hamilton, right? I mean, the guy lives, the guy has living the charmed life. He's a rock star.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, that's kind of like, you know, I mean, why he has a lot of fans. I mean, they like that jet set. I mean, he's flashy, you know. I mean, it's like people like that. And I think, you know, I mean, it's good for the sport. I'm not the biggest Lewis Hamilton fan, but I'll tell you, he totally turned me this year. And I said it when he put it to Sebastian at Monza. He basically put him down a notch. So I think, you know, if he wins tomorrow, they go to COTA, which he owned that track. Next time, they'll be at the Circuit of America. I think he's just putting a clinic on this year.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. He definitely lives that rock and roll lifestyle that you lead, Eddie. So I'm jealous of you both.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how I can come to the Brewers game. That's what I'm more excited about now, you know.
Yeah, the one game away from the NLCS, take on the Rockies tomorrow. Another fantastic scheduling. They schedule it, you know, pretty much to start right, but maybe 10 minutes after the Packers game gets over tomorrow. So that was fantastic. Just like how, you know, Steve's got the hookup with the Xfinity Series. They don't start racing on Saturdays the last month until right after the final inspection show is over. We're finally getting the recognition we deserve around here, Eddie.
Well, I see that. That's pretty good. I might have to come up for a Brewers game. I mean, I was there in 1982 at the last World Series. I think coming up there every 30 years is a pretty good idea.
Sadly, some of our producers weren't even alive when that happened last.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, most of them weren't. I was around. But yeah, definitely come on up, man. We'll go to a game. Steve will buy us all beers. It'll be fantastic.
Well, I'm in.
All right. Well,
the whole final inspection crew could be back out in trouble as long as Steve doesn't get me arrested.
Right. Very good. All right, Eddie. Thank you for joining the show. We certainly appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next week.
Make sure you check out Racing Nation next week, 10-hour race at Road Atlanta.
All right, very good. That was Eddie Lapine on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Start your renovation journey with the simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.